again for Melody Ranch and Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again.
That's right, folks. Your friendly local merchant who sells and displays healthful, refreshing, delicious double mint chewing gum invites you to another transcribed Sunday night visit with all the gang here at Melody Ranch. There's Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, the Gene Autry Blue Jeans, Carl Kottner's Melody Ranch Hardway 6 featuring Alvino Ray, and yours truly, Charlie Lyon.
You're listening to Radio Thrift Shop, part of the Underground Radio Revolution with DJ Frederick.
DJ Frederick.
Thank you.
Dom Ramayo with The Wait on the Corner. Before that, Luis Bonfa with Sunflower. And we started the program off with the Ice Core Scientist, Pale Blue Dot. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, the thrift shop of the airwaves here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and around the world at classicalwscs.org. So that you can listen like the moderns do on your tablet, your cell phone, or what have you. probably next week it'll be some other device. Who knows? Okay, very cool. Thanks for tuning in. Got a lot of tunes coming your way. We're going to listen to some pirate shortwave audio in a little bit, so please stay tuned for that.
You're listening to the original hipster, Harry Gibson, and
Mrs. Murphy couldn't sleep.
You're on the Soundbeat.
Her nerves were slightly off the beat until she saw her problem with a can of Ovaltine.
Harry the hipster Gibson was discovered by fellow pianist Fats Waller, and his frantic, inventive, stride proto-rock blend would pave the way for players like Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard.
Ow! Who put the bands a dream and Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? She was ashamed, don't know who's to blame, 'cause the old lady didn't even get his name.
Club pianist by night, Juilliard graduate fellow by day, Gibson claimed to have coined the phrase hipster sometime in the 30s and would take it on as his own nickname soon after.
She never ever wants to go to sleep.
Who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine was released by Musicraft in 1944. It's a little play on the Irish folk song, Who Put the Overalls in Mrs. Murphy's Chowder? But that tune never got anyone blacklisted, which this one did for Gibson that year. He'd recover, but it would take time, over a quarter century, actually, when he'd resurface in the 1970s playing blues rock. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Barry.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. When is a suit not just a suit? When it's a zoot suit, and it leads to a riot. The year is 1943, and the United States is just beginning rationing for the war effort in Europe and Asia. It's also the tail end of the Great Depression, which has driven many Midwesterners from the Dust Bowl states to California, Los Angeles in particular, along with many minorities, all looking for work. In addition, thousands of Mexican refugees are fleeing the Mexican Revolution, making their way towards Los Angeles. At the same time, jazz is all the rage, a musical, cultural, and even ideological expression that, according to PBS, is, quote, far removed from the hit parade music commonly played on mainstream radio. With broad shoulders, narrow waists, and balloon pants, loud and bold, zoot-suited young men held themselves upright and walked with a confident swagger that seemed to flow from the very fashion itself, unquote. But the zoot suit, edgy in itself because of its flagrant disregard for conventional norms, became even more a liability after the Sleepy Lagoon murder trial of 1942. Two groups of pachucas, Mexican gangs favoring suit suits, fought each other at the Williams Ranch near the lagoon. The following morning, a man named Jose Diaz was found unconscious on a road nearby, but later died in the hospital. The autopsy revealed that Diaz was intoxicated and that death was the result of blunt head trauma. 24 members of what the media termed the 38th Street Gang were arrested for the murder. Soon enough, the zoot suit became synonymous with youth gangs and juvenile delinquency. Add to this the flagrant flouting of wartime rationing. Zoot suits required nearly double the material of an authorized suit, and tensions were boiling. It only took a large population of military conscripts dumped into the downtown L.A. scene looking for a good fight and a little love to set off the inevitable riot. Tune in for our next Hidden History for the ultimate fashion showdown. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden History.
This is DJ Frederick. Welcome to the freeform blend of tunes from the past century of recorded sound. It's the Radio Thrift Shop.
Mm-hmm. touched your face and saw the night again.
I hear
searching for a station without a radio. That's Pam Berry and the Pines with a song called Static. And before that, the Clientele with Saturday. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. And can you search for a station without a radio? Well, if you've been searching for pirate stations on shortwave, you definitely need a shortwave radio, preferably one that can receive USB and LSB transmissions, but also if it just receives AM transmissions, that's fine too. And you're going to want to search on weekends, primarily in the afternoons and evenings, although sometimes early mornings. And you're also going to want to search, say, between 6800 and 6560 kilohertz on the shortwave frequencies. I'm going to play you some audio now from a station that was broadcasting back in the 1990s, Scottish Radio Montreal.
Hello. This is it. This is Radio Scottish Montreal, program number 2. About to begin in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Beep! This broadcast is sponsored by the Radio Free Montreal Foundation and brought to you by your friends at CSIC. CSIC, the true alternative. Ici CRSM, la radio de la communauté écossaise de Montréal, chez Radio Montréal Albanac. This is Radio Scottish Montréal. This is Radio Scottish Montréal, program number 2. A special program in honor of St. Andrew's Day, the National Day of Scotland, which is coming up this November 30th. On this program, we'll have lots of Scottish music, news of Scottish culture, and commentary on many current issues affecting the Scottish community. We'll also have Rob Roy's impressions of radio stations available to listeners in Scotland, and a few more surprises. She Radio Montreal Albanac. This is Radio Scottish Montreal, and my name is Rob Roy. This is Wolf Stone.
Thank you.
do like to find that dusty music. That's Barbara Moore with Take Off, library music there that she recorded back in the early 1970s. And before that, some more library music by Alessandro Alessandroni with Night Swing. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we play 78s, 45s, 33s, 8-track tapes, LPs, and reel-to-reels, compact discs, MP3s, and anything else that is wind up in music boxes and, wax cylinders, you name it. We'll play it here on the Radio Thrift Shop.
This is Bird Note. This bird song seems familiar, intriguing. It's the song of the Eurasian blackbird. Paul McCartney and the rest of the Beatles most certainly grew up hearing Eurasian blackbirds in their home of Liverpool. Eurasian blackbirds are common in the gardens and throughout the countryside in Great Britain. But McCartney wasn't singing about the bird. He was singing about the racial strife in the American South in the 1960s. As he said later, this was really a song from me to a black woman experiencing these problems in the States. Let me encourage you to keep trying, to keep your faith. There is hope.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
It was a trying time, and Sir Paul said later that he saw the song as empowerment.
Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the line of a dark black night. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
She is the mother, I'm the provider, I am the father, she is my child. She is the water, I'm the diviner. Remember the times when we used to run while we were free, like a fish in the sea. Is when there's nobody fishing around. We were free to be what we wanted to be. Spread our wings, and you can't bring us down. I am the teacher, she is my student. She is the preacher, I'm a convert. I am the seeker, she is the answer. Making it somehow, forgetting the hurt. To be like a fish in the sea is when there's nobody fishing around. To be free, to be what I wanted to be. Spread my wings, and you can't bring me down.
We'd often sit at separate tables. We'd share the same bed every night. Forget the morals and the fables. Sometimes they make you feel that it's not right.
She is the summer, I am the winter. I am the poet, she is my soul. Sharing it always, we're always together. Remember the times when I wanted to go. To be free, like a fish in the sea. Is when there's nobody fishing around. To be free, to be what I wanted to be. Spread my wings, and you can't bring me down. I want to be free, like a fish in the sea. Is when there's nobody fishing around. To be free, to be what I wanted to be. Spread my wings, you can't bring me down. Bring me down.
sun in the sky, the sand at your feet, feeling the sea breeze flowing through the air, thinking in the future, thinking in the past, how do we know where we're going so fast? People come. Times and bad all to make life just so. Water to the right, the beach to the left, walking along thoughts, feeling together with the world. Water to the right, the beach to the left, walking along with these thoughts, feeling together with the world.
Well, that's a tune that you never thought you'd hear on the Radio Thrift Shop. Scott English with the original version of Mandy. That was, of course, Brandy. Before that, Bruce Kosovich with Feeling Together with the World. We started off with Andy Robinson and Provider. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound, right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire.
Joe Aliff's pharmacy is just outside his back door. When he feels a sore throat coming on, he makes tea from some yellow root or golden seal to ease the pain. It's just one of many remedies tested through the generations and passed on to Joe from his mother. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Well, Joe lives in the Appalachian Mountains of West Virginia, which is known for its rich biodiversity. A retired coal miner, he believes that Mother Earth gives us everything we need, including cures for common ailments.
That mountain is like a drugstore. Well, you don't have to have money, you just need a little bit of knowledge. These creek banks are lined with peppermint and spearmint. You gather those leaves and dry them, just lay them on a newspaper and let them dry, and you put that in quart jars. And if you get an upset stomach through the winter, you simply make yourself a mint tea and maybe have a cup in the morning and a cup at noon, maybe one at evening, and your stomach trouble's over. And if you get diarrhea, all country people keep blackberries canned. If you get diarrhea, you simply take blackberries, drink the juice, eat the berry, it doesn't make any difference. We're never without blackberries. And if the very minute you sense that you're getting a sore throat, you tell me and I'll make the yellow root tea, and every time you go by, you just simply take a spoonful.
The trees and plants provide more than just medicine for the folks of Appalachia. Each season brings a different selection of edibles. In our next program, Joe Aliff tells us how families traditionally gather food in the springtime. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research.
Welcome to Paper Radio, tuning into paper culture in the digital world. Snowy Egret is a magazine of nature writing that has been published since 1922. Snowy Egret is printed on high-quality paper and features elegant illustrations and accessible essays, observations, and poetry. Snowy Egret explores the literary, artistic, historical, and philosophical aspects of natural history and the natural world. Snowy Egret is not online. There's not even a web page. For inquiries related to subscriptions or writer's guidelines, contact Snowy Egret, P.O. Box 9265, Terre Haute, Indiana 47808. I'm DJ Frederick, inviting you to join the paper revolution.
Thank you. questions et mes doutes.
Je les laisse à ses pieds.
Laisse à ses pieds.
Je veux chanter car je suis vraiment libéré.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. Going to close up shop until next week. I'm here on WSCS every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. until midnight. So stay up late, explore some tunes, and enjoy the underground medium of radio. Hey, if you'd like to email me with any comments or questions, the email is frederick@christiannewage.com. That's Frederick, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K, @christiannewage.com. You can also find the Radio Thrift Shop group on Facebook. Or just send out some smoke signals, some semaphores, something like that, Morse code even. All right, wherever you are on the planet, remember, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. Take good care of those you love. Namaste.